We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
FM 100, it's Ryan and Michelle in the morning in the middle of Facebook laundry. This week, Lisa posted on Facebook the following. People who have more cars than driveway space and make it difficult to pull in and out of my driveway make me so mad. Kick your adult kids out of the house and buy a house with enough space.
Ooh.
If you can afford five or six cars, you can afford a different house. I'm tired of having to barely squeeze in and out of my driveway.
Ooh.
Here's what people said to her. Brad said, I totally feel you. A while ago, someone blocked my driveway and I had to go to work. So my neighbor taught me to break into the person's car and put it in neutral so we could push it out of the way. I'm not saying I should have done it, but I had to leave and couldn't find the owner.
Oh boy.
Yeah, not a good idea. You could get arrested for that.
Yeah.
Callie says, that's so annoying. But have you tried talking to them? I was in a similar situation, brought it to my neighbor's attention, and they were totally unaware that it was making it difficult for me, and after that situation, it was much better.
Yeah, see, that's what I would do. I don't like confrontation by any means, and knocking on the door I know is a lot easier said than done, but to me, that's the best solution.
Yeah, because, I mean, they may not realize how difficult they're making things for you.
Yeah.
Well, Victoria's not on Lisa's side. Victoria says, you can't tell people how many cars to have on their own property. Maybe the kids are in this tough situation and can't move out. If you don't know the real reason, then don't assume they are at fault. Just saying. Frank says, I think this has a lot to do with the pandemic. My neighbors have had so many cars parked in their driveway and on the street over the past year. I'm starting to think they've got their own used car lot.
Oh, wow. I hope it's not pandemic related.
Well, if you think about it, a lot more people are having at-home gatherings as opposed to like going out in public somewhere. And like a big gathering at home isn't the safest thing, but it's safer than going, say, out to a bar where there's like 100 people.
I'm going to stay silent on that one.
Katie's not having it either. Katie says, I am the adult kid living with my parents right now.
I knew there was going to be one.
I lost my job last year and had to move back home. Suck it up, Lisa.
You just never know what's going on in somebody's life.
You really don't.
When Lisa wrote that and you read it, I went, ooh, you don't know. For all you know, they could be home for a very important reason.
And finally, on Facebook Laundry, Joe has the last comment for Lisa. My neighbor just had a huge get-together over the weekend. There were 10 cars parked in front of his house. People are still having big parties during the pandemic. I just hope nobody brought more than chips and beer.
Jeez. Yeah, I don't like that.